咱同心来祈祷。
Shall we bow down in prayer?
天父，我感谢你赏赐我主耶稣基督。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
今早起，我纪念主为我行上十字架。
We remember that Jesus Christ went up to Calvary today.
我带着感恩的心来纪念。
And it is with a thanksgiving heart that we remember.
感谢上帝因主耶稣担当我的罪。
Because Jesus bare our sins, we want to give you thanks.
他的宝血洗净我的罪。
And his blood cleanses us from our sins.
叫我们会通得到赦免。
That we can be forgiven.
我感谢你。
We thank you.
祈祷奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. No, the Holy Week. 今日是救主受难的日子。
Today is the day when Jesus went through suffering.
所以我要用短短的时间跟您来分享救主走上十字架的这条道路。
And so I would like to use a period of time to talk about the way about Jesus going through Calvary.
然后再继续讲解以弗所书。
And then we will continue with the book of Ephesians.
咱一边听啊，一边纪念咱的 Saint Stephen.Church 的兄弟姊妹。
And as we listen, we also remember our brothers and sisters in the St. Stephen Parish.
因在遐，即阵也咧纪念主为咱受难。
Because they are also commemorating the Lord Jesus Christ.
在下昏有月罪的暗暝。
Last night was the feast of the Passover.
主耶稣设立了圣餐。
And Jesus initiated the Holy Communion.
他就带着门徒去到客西马尼园。
Then he brought the disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
在遐祈祷。
To pray there.
他祈祷到三更半暝。
He prayed until late in the evening.
差不多应该是半暝十二点一点的时阵。
Around 12 midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning.
犹大出未住。
And Judas betrayed Jesus.
犹大带着罗马兵、祭司和法利赛人来掠耶稣。
Judas came with the Pharisees and the Roman soldiers.
然后，因将耶稣掠到大祭司该亚法的厝内。
And they brought Jesus to the house of the chief priest Caiaphas.
在遐，因审判耶稣。
And there they judged Jesus.
然后将伊钉在一个监牢里面。
And then Jesus was thrown into the prison.
天未光咧，因就将耶稣掠到比拉多遐去。
And before dawn, Jesus was brought before Pilate.
比拉多审判耶稣。
And Pilate judged Jesus.
虽然伊三摆讲，我查未出这个人有甚物罪。
Even though for 3 times Pilate said that I could not find anything wrong with this man Jesus.
但是他犹原将耶稣交予法利赛人。
Yet he committed Jesus to the Pharisees.
因就将耶稣押到城外底下钉于十字架。
And then they brought Jesus outside the city gate and then crucified him there.
咱应该好好思想这段时间主耶稣为咱。所受的痛苦。
And so we need to meditate on the suffering that Jesus went through during this period of time.
有时你看到一些圣经的图片啊。
Sometimes you see pictures about the Bible.
亲像这张耶稣徛伫遐，手拔掉受审判。
Just like this picture wherein Jesus' hands were tied behind his back and being judged.
可是亲像这个在比拉多的面前，耶稣徛在遐受审判。
Or when Jesus was judged before Pilate.
但是对唔住哦，这些图片拢唔对的。
But these pictures are not really right.
今日考古学家哦， 证明给咱知影主耶稣所受的苦。
Today, archaeologists tell us the kind of suffering that Jesus went through.
但是咱有机会去到以色列。
If we have the opportunity to go to Israel,
咱定着会去该亚法大祭司的厝内。
We would surely go to the house of the chief priest Caiaphas.
在伊的厝内咧，楼卡内院咧，是用来审判人的。
And at the basement of his house, there is a place in the inner court where it is used to judge people.
你看到这道有两个坑无？
You can see there are two holes there.
这个做什么的？
And what is this for?
因将耶稣的双手绑在遐，将伊吊起来。
They tied the hands of Jesus and hung him there.
你看到这个挑边头，这个有一个坑无？
And there's also a hole on the side of this wood.
这边阁有一个坑。
And also in the middle one.
因将耶稣的双脚绑在迄个挑的。
And they tied the legs of Jesus on the side.
然后因鞭打耶稣。
And then they flogged Jesus.
对伊的面吐沫。
And spit on his face.
你无可能将一个人吊在遐伤久的。
And you cannot tie a person this way for a long time.
耶稣应该差不多是二点到三点被吊在遐受审判。
Jesus was tied there around 2 to 3 o'clock.
然后呢，因就将耶稣放落来。
And then they let Jesus down.
该钉钉一个监牢里面。
And then he was put in a prison.
这个监牢哦，是真特别的。
And this is a very special kind of prison.
是伫土下哦，的一个坑。
Now it is a hole on the floor.
这个坑哦，那是咱徛家亲像沙丁啊，你看呐，一得徛三四十人。
Now in this hole, if you stand there without moving, like a sardines, and you can have around 30 to 40 people there.
差不多比这个半个台搁较细淡薄。
Smaller than half of this stage.
然后这个坑哦有偌高呢
？And how high is this hole?
差不多三个人高。
Around the height of 3 persons.
因就将耶稣对顶面的这个坑给钉落去。
And they threw Jesus from the hole down.
你两边这个坑无其他的出口了。
And there is no way out inside this hole.
因将耶稣钉入去两边，耶稣要怎出来呢
？And so when they threw Jesus down into the hole, how could he come out?
因阿伯将人钉落去以前呢？腰先绑一条索。
Before they threw a person into the hole, they would tie a rope first around the waist.
所以耶稣受鞭打以后，钉入去这个坑里面。
So after Jesus was plugged, he was thrown into this hole.
伊伫完全的黑暗里面。
And he was there in total darkness.
差不多三点到四点外。
Around 3 to 4 o'clock.
咱时常吟诗哦。恁捌吟，我要唱耶和华的大慈爱到永远。
Have you ever sung this song? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
我的嘴将你的信息传到万代。
And I will use my mouth to share of your faith for eternity.
然后咱也真熟悉哦，耶和华是我的牧者，我就必确袂低到欠缺。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
但是你当然知影，耶和华是我的牧者，是对倒落出来。
And you know where the Lord is my shepherd, shepherd comes from.
但是我要唱耶和华的大慈爱，记载伫倒落咧。
But where is the Lord? Where is it recorded? Where it shows that the yeah.
这个哦，是记载伫。
Great mercies of the Lord.
89篇第一节。
And this is in Psalm 80, verse 1. 89 verse 1.
啊，然后当然耶和华是我的牧者，23篇第一节。
Of course, the Lord is my shepherd in Psalm 23, verse 1.
但是你会明白无
？But do you understand?
即使你唔知影这两句话对倒落出来咧。
Now, if you do not know the background of these two statements.
你无什么可能哦，会了解耶和华的大慈爱。
Then you will not fully understand how great is the love of God.
因为诗篇八十八篇啊。
Because Psalms 88.
就是讲到耶稣在这个坑里面，在黑暗里面受的苦。
Because Psalm 88 tells about the suffering that Jesus went through while he was inside this hole.
诗篇二十二篇二十二篇啊，讲耶稣在这个黑暗中间为咱受的痛苦。
And Psalm 22 tells us the pain, the suffering that Jesus went through when he was in the hole in total darkness.
就因为伊为咱受的痛苦。
Because of the suffering that he went through for us, then we can praise the great love of the Lord. So you need to understand the Bible by interpreting through another passage of the Bible. When Jesus was nailed on the cross for us,
当然你知影主耶稣在十字架顶担当人的罪。
Of course, we know that Jesus died on the cross to bear our sins.
主耶稣在十字架顶流宝血洗净人的罪。
And he shed his blood to cleanse the sins of men.
叫咱得到赦免。
That we will be forgiven.
但是咱的信仰唔只是安尼俩。
But our belief is not only this.
当然对下面是真重要真重要。
Of course, being forgiven is very, very important.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
Isaiah 53 verse 5.
咱昨暝有讲过。
We have talked about this last night.
因伊受的刑罚，咱得平安。
We can, because of
his punishment.
Okay, because of his punishment that was made upon us, we can be whole.
耶稣为咱受什么刑罚呢
？What kind of punishment did Jesus went through for us？
伊受全世界上第一残忍的刑罚。
He received the worst kind of punishment that the world could have。
就是钉十字架。
And that is being crucified on the cross。
伊为咱受鞭伤，叫咱得医治。
He was crushed for our iniquities。
所以当你信耶稣，你唔知得赦免呀。
So not only are you forgiven when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你当时领受平安甲医治，并当时领受。
Then you receive His peace and His healing.
主耶稣唔知为咱受肉体的痛苦。
Jesus not only suffered for us physically.
伊为咱受精神上的痛苦。
He also went through mental anguish for us.
人用伊的面呸喏。
And people spit on his face.
人讥笑伊。
People mocked him.
将伊的衫脱落来。
And they tore down his clothes.
甚至伊的内衫咧，罗马兵抽签将伊揭起来。
Even his undergarments were used as for gambling.
你知影无？当耶稣为咱钉十字架的时
，You know when Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
伊身躯顶哦，连一滴布都无的。
He had nothing on him.
你想看卖？耶稣基督为咱受见笑。
Jesus went through shame for us.
这个是上大精神上的痛苦。
And this is a great mental anguish.
为什么就要安尼呢
？Why does it have to be so？
叫咱哦，会通举头起来。
So that we can stand up.
所以诗篇第三篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 3 verse 3。
耶和华是叫咱举头起来。
Because God is the one who lifts up our head.
因为耶稣担当咱的见笑。
Because Jesus bore our shame.
当主耶稣在十字架顶完全赤身裸体。
When Jesus was on the cross, he was naked.
伊为咱赎罪送香。
He became poor for us.
咱中间无一个人会通讲你是宋乡的。
None of us can say that we are really poor.
因为我知影你落地啊，定着够一寡钱。
Because I know for sure that somehow you will still have some money in your pocket.
啊，最少是另外一个问题，但是加减有一寡。
And the issue is not in how much you have, but at least you have something in your pocket.
即使你落地啊，哦，连一针钱都无。
In case you do not have anything in your pocket,
你也不得讲你是宋乡的。
You cannot still say that you are poor.
因为你身躯顶够一束相当水的衫裤。
Because you still have a nice dress.
哥林多后书第八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
恁知影阮主耶稣基督的恩典。
For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ.
伊本连是不富足的，
though he was rich,
但是他为咱成了宋乡。
Yet for your sakes he became poor,
叫恁因伊的宋乡会通成做富足。
So that by his poverty you may be rich.
主耶稣为咱的十字架顶成做上帝伊宋乡的。
When Jesus was up on the cross, he became the poor, a very poor person.
无可能比伊搁较宋乡了。
There was no one who could be poorer than him.
叫咱会通得到富足。
So that we can be made rich.
所以当咱纪念主为咱行上十字架。
So as we commemorate Jesus going up to the cross for us,
咱就要明白什么是信耶稣。
Then we need to understand what it really means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
咱将咱犯罪破碎的心带到主的面前。
Let's bring our broken heart and our transgressions before God.
领受主耶稣的赦免。
And receive the forgiveness of the Lord.
咱将咱的病痛带到伊的面前。
We can bring before him our illnesses.
伊要将伊应允的医治赐予咱。
And he will grant us the healing that he had promised.
将咱的困难带到伊的面前。
We can also bring our difficulties before him.
伊要将平安赐予你。
And he will give us his peace.
将咱的宋乡带到伊的面前。
We can bring our poverty before him.
伊要将伊的富足赐予咱。
And he will grant us his riches.
所以这方面，咱纪念主为咱受苦受死。
So as we remember Jesus suffering for us.
另外这方面，因伊成了的恩典，叫咱会通得到各样的恩惠主爱伊的恩典。
But through what he has done, then we can receive blessings and graces.
So, 今仔早起受救主受难的日子。
So during this day of suffering,
咱需要更加多来了解圣经。
We need to understand more the Bible.
在主耶稣，伊有讲未尽的恩赐。
Because in Christ there are a lot of indescribable gifts.
所以当咱一方面纪念主为咱受的苦难，
so as we remember the suffering that Jesus went through for us,
咱也继续来思想主耶稣所要赏赐予咱讲未尽的恩赐。
We also would like to meditate on those indescribable gifts that God is giving us.
以弗所书第一章，咱伫主耶稣基督来。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we are in Christ.
第二章，咱继续的往前来行。
In chapter 2, it tells us that we need to continue to walk forward.
咱是主耶稣基督来新的人。
Because we are a new creation in Christ.
咱是上帝厝内的人。
And we are a member of God's household.
第三章，甲咱讲，咱会通得到更加大的恩典。
And chapter 3 tells us that we will be able to receive greater blessings.
甚至超乎咱所想所求的。
In fact, it is something beyond what we can think or even imagine.
刷下来，咱应该做什么呢？
And so what do we need to do next?
咱就要继续的长大。
We need to continue to grow.
亲像一个囡仔长大。
Just like a child that needs to grow up.
你的心量就要长大起来。
So you would also need to grow in terms of your physical and in other aspects.
除了心量以外，你要怎样证明你长大呢？
So aside from growing physically, how can you show that you are growing?
你讲什么话？
What kind of words do you speak?
囡仔讲囡仔话。
A child will speak childish words.
那是大人讲囡仔话咧啊，你袂大。
If you're an adult and you speak childish words, then that means you are not growing.
当人伫主耶稣基督来长大。
So when a person is growing in the Lord,
你就要透过话语证明哦，你长大啦。
Then you need to show forth your maturity through the words that you speak.
所以有一挂话哦，一句本袂得讲诶。
So there are some words that you cannot speak.
然后你要时常用听心讲诚实话。
And then you need to speak honest words with love.
时常讲感谢诶话。
And speak words of thanksgiving.
然后你诶。行为是怎样的呢？
And how is your behavior?
所以对第三章进入第四章。
So from chapter 3 to chapter 4,
每一个在主耶稣基督来的人，就要在言语、行为、做事方面长大。
So a person who is in Christ need to grow in his words and in his actions.
你这位拯救你的耶稣，
In Christ Jesus who saved you,
伊要帮助你长大。
He's going to help you grow.
所以上帝赐了各样的恩赐。
So God has given us different kinds of gifts.
叫你会通紧紧的长大。
That is to help you grow.
当时咧，借着上帝赐予别人的恩赐，啊，帮助你更加紧长大。
And with the gifts that God has given other people, those gifts are also to help you grow.
所以属灵的恩赐是真重要的一项大事。
So spiritual gifts are very important.
所以当保罗讲啊，论到属灵的恩赐，我无愿意恁唔知影。
So Paul said that concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be unaware.
意思就讲，恁的确就要知影。
Which means you need to know.
所以。我要用一挂时间哦，来讲这个课题。
So I want to talk about spiritual gifts.
但是当保罗写书信的时咧
，Now when Paul wrote the epistles,
通常伊无重复讲过的，伊无搁再讲。
Usually he would not repeat what he had written before.
所以当伊写以弗所书的时咧
，So when he wrote Ephesians,
关乎恩赐的代志。
So regarding spiritual gifts,
罗马书所讲的
what was written in Romans,
哥林多前书所讲的
and what was written in the first book of Corinthians,
伊无搁再讲
he did not repeat them.
所以当你来到以弗所书第四章第七节第八节
so when you come to Ephesians chapter 4 verses 7 and 8,
然后你来到第十一节第十二节
and then to verses 11 and 12,
讲到圣洁耶稣所赐的恩赐
，talks about the spiritual gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us。
所以当咱看这个课题的时咧，咱需要将罗马书甲哥林多前书所讲的恩赐啊，放做阵来思想。
So what we talk about this topic, we need to gather together what Romans, 1 Corinthians, and Ephesians says。
伫罗马书十二章。
In Romans 12,
保罗以上帝的慈悲劝人。
Paul advised us according to the grace of God.
然后提出被上帝所赏赐的恩赐。
And then he cite the gifts that God has given us.
所以当你读罗马书第十二章，对第六节到第八节。
So as you read Romans 12 from verse 6 to 8,
你看到这所讲的恩赐哦，
you see the list of spiritual gifts
是被圣被上帝 所想事予咱的恩赐。
These are spiritual gifts given by the Heavenly Father.
你这个恩赐，我称哦是与生俱来的恩赐。
I consider these gifts as gifts that has been given to us, that are inborn gifts.
你生出来就有的恩赐。
These are gifts that you have when you were born.
亲像阿哦，我看见阿囝拄啊对阿卵孵出来。
Just like the ducklings as they come out of the shells.
伊行路阁未在哦，伊都落去水伊的受水了。
Even though their legs are still wobbly, they will go down to swim in the lake.
这个阿妈妈唔免教阿囝怎样受水，伊是出世伊就会晓受水了。
Mother duck doesn't have to teach the duckling how to swim. As they are born, these ducklings naturally would know how to swim.
那些鸟呢，一定就会晓背球。鸟、猫。
Okay. But the cat, naturally, they will know how to climb.
你那是伫主耶稣基督来。
Now, if you are in Christ Jesus,
你得到真理的名分。
And you have received His sonship.
你定头生啦
，and you are born again。
这个对定头生而来的恩赐，你定着有诶。
And these gifts that you receive as you are being regenerated or born again, you also have this。
所以当你看这组诶恩赐诶时咧
，so when you look at this group of spiritual gifts，
讲预言
，prophecy，
你就按照信心来讲。
Then you need to speak words of prophecy according to faith.
服侍就专一服侍。
And if you have the gift of service, then you need to serve diligently.
教导的专一教导。
And if you are, you have the gift of teaching, then you need to teach.
当你读看中文的圣经的时候，
if you read the Chinese Bible.
这个专一哦，这两个字边头有一点一点一点一点。
The word diligently or you need to be focused.
That's not in the English Bible.
It's not in the English.
原文啊，无这两个字。
This means it's not in the original text.
所以当你读的是应该是服侍就服侍。
So it would really mean if you are to serve, then you serve.
教导的呢？
If you are to teach, then if you have the gift of teaching, then you need to teach.
其他的修行
And the same way with the other gifts.
施舍的就施舍
And you have the gift of giving, then you need to give.
怜悯人的怜悯吧
And if you have the gift of mercy, then you need to be merciful.
请你唔通误会哦
Please do not be mistaken.
这所讲的教导，唔是亲像我徛伫遮。
The teaching here is not the kind of teaching that I am doing right now here in front of you.
In this
big family,
there
are a lot of things that need to be done that you can do directly. If you see two or three chairs that they are not in line,
and
you can arrange them well,
你咧服侍了
，You are already serving God.
你唔免讲，我无上过拜高义训练班。
You cannot say I have not gone through how to the training of how to arrange chairs.
当你看咱中间有弟兄有姊妹咧受苦
，When you see a brother or a sister among us who is suffering,
你手撑入去你的肋底摕出来
，You can put your hands inside your pocket and give.
你
唔免
讲，我唔捌上过施舍训练班。
You cannot say I have not gone through the training of how to give.
当你心一受感动，去做吧。
When your heart is touched, then go and do it.
所以对这组的恩赐咧，这一组，这个罗马书十二章所讲的恩赐。
Now the gifts here mentioned in the book of Romans.
你将伊用出来就对。
You need to use it.
你愈用，你就得到愈多。
And the more that you use it, the more that you will gain.
然后会通叫正人咧得到 好处。
And others will really benefit from them.
然后，在以弗所书第四章。
And in Ephesians chapter 4.
你若是看第七节。
In verse 7.
以牛和达人的恩数。
He gave according to the measure of each person.
这个伊哦是什么呢？
Who is this he?
当你看到来第十节、第十一节，你就看是基督所赐的。
In verse 10-11, we see that these gifts are given by the Lord Jesus.
所以，这阵咱所看的是圣经基督、耶稣基督、牛和达人的恩数。
So this group of gifts are gifts given by the Son of God.
达人拢得到咩？
And everyone have this.
不是。
No.
是圣经牛和你的。
These gifts are given by the Lord Jesus Christ in measure.
使徒有先知。
So he gave some as apostles, as prophets.
有传福音的。
Evangelists.
有牧师甲教师。
Pastors and teachers.
这个是基督牛和达人的。
Now these are gifts given by the Lord Jesus Christ in measure to each person.
今日，咱拢传福音。
Today we all have to share the gospel.
但是不一定你就是传道。
But not necessarily that you are a pastor.
你咱每个人拢会去探访。
We can go and do visitation.
你不是讲一探访你就变做牧师了
？It doesn't mean that when you do visitation, then you become a pastor.
可能你伫主里学教一两课。
Maybe you teach one or two classes in the Sunday school.
无定着你就假做教师啊。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you are a teacher.
但是咱每一个人伫基督来服侍。
But each one of us, as we serve in the Lord,
然后众人有目睭看。
People will see.
然后邀请你，叫你做传道。
And then they may invite you to become a pastor.
然后你就真做传道，噶是牧师。
Then you can become a pastor or a minister.
为什么安尼款呢
？Why is this so？
叫咱得到装备，来彼此服侍。
So we can equip and serve one another.
叫基督的身体得到建立
，so that the body of Christ may be built up。
所以，在咱的中间，咱需要有这五大的积分。
So today we all need these five kinds of gifts。
那是教会里面无这个积分的信徒艰苦紧紧的长大。
If we don't have these gifts within the church, then it will be very difficult for the believers to grow.
你圣经牛和人的恩数
，in these gifts that Christ has given according to us，
咱的态度应该是接受、领受。
Our attitude should be to accept it。
你那是拒绝的
，if you reject，
可能有一挂人就无办法长大。
Then maybe some people will not be able to grow。
所以，耶稣教会邀请你做主日学的教师。
So in case the church invites you to teach Sunday school,
无论什么原因，你讲我无要。
No matter what kind of excuse, you would say, "I'm sorry, I cannot accept."
咱只好找比你较差的人来担任这个工作。
Maybe they will look for someone that is least better than you to do this work.
阮都无办法将最好的来。
Then we cannot give what is better.
So I hope
that you will be very willing to accept.
Then all people can take it.
So that a lot of people will be benefited.
Ephesians 4:1.
That we need to grow and mature and no longer be like children. And we don't need to speak childish words. And we need to speak in love. And And so people will be edified in love.
你这个工作呢，咱就要不停地做。
And this is something that we need to do continually.
因为咱听到有新的人直直加入来。
Because we will always have new people coming in.
咱就不停地教导因，和因会通紧紧地长大成人。
So we need to teach continually so that they will grow.
然后第三组的恩赐。
And the third group of spiritual gifts.
哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter
12. 第七节到第十节。
From verse 7 to 10.
圣灵啊，随家己的意思赐予人的。
These gifts are given according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以第十一节讲得真清楚。
So verse 11 clearly tells us.
是圣灵随伊家己的意思分予人的。
That these gifts are given by the Holy Spirit according to His will.
唔是照着你的意思啊。
And this is not according to what you want.
你圣灵赏赐的恩赐有啥物咧？
What are the gifts that is given by the Holy Spirit?
有知识、智慧的言语。
There are words of wisdom and knowledge.
有先知讲道
prophetic words.
啊，我请你注意中文的圣经哦。
I want you to notice the Chinese translation.
中文的圣经讲做先知，啊，这个翻译唔对啊。
Now the Chinese translation said to be prophets.
啊，你那是注意
看。Which is not very right.
差不多所有的英文的翻译是 prophecies， 唔是讲 prophet。
And the English translation is.Prophecy and not prophets.
小想的罗马书是讲是讲预言，不是做先知。
And the same way in Romans, it is not to be prophets, but to say prophetic words.
然后信心医治行神迹奇事。
Faith healing and miracles.
辨别诸灵。
Distinguishing of spirits.
然后讲方言跟翻方言。
And speaking of tongues and interpreting of tongues.
有一挂教会真正注重这组的文书。
Some churches emphasize on this group of gifts.
有另外一种的教会咧，袂得讲，惊个人。
And in some churches, you cannot speak about this group.
啊，你听到就要清楚明白。
But you need to understand.
然后这组的文书哦，咱要怎样来了解咧？
How are we to understand this group of spiritual gifts?
圣经真正清楚地讲啊，让咱袂行错。
The Bible says that so that we may not be led astray.
为着众人会通得到益处。
For the common good of all.
然后有一个问题。
There is a problem.
既然圣灵所赐的恩赐。
Since the spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit
是圣灵随家己的意思分予人的。
This is something given by the will of the Holy Spirit.
有的人就讲，既然是安尼款，你爱好就好，卖好耍咯。
And some people may say, "Oh, since you want to give, then you give. If you don't want, then that's fine."
哦，这个态度唔对啊。
Now this is not a right attitude.
因为圣经。哥林多前书十二章最尾一节三十一节。
For in First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31.
三十一节跟咱讲什么呢
？Verse 31, what does it say?
你特别切慕恩赐。
You need to eagerly desire gifts.
什么叫做切慕呢
？What do we mean by desire? Eagerly desire.
你无理由伫遮讲，你爱好就好，卖好就卖好。
You cannot reason out that you can give what you want. If you don't want to give, then you don't need to give.
虽然是圣灵随意的意思分予人的。
Even though these are gifts given according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
但是你特别切切的求。
But you need to eagerly desire and ask for it.
但是当十二章结束的时咧
，But at the end of chapter 12，
保罗讲你就要切切的求迄个更加大的恩赐。
Paul said you need to eagerly desire the greater gifts。
这个恩赐是什么咧
？And what is this？
搁较大的恩赐。
What is this greater gift？
什么？听13章就跟你讲答案了。
Love. Verse chapter 13 tells us the answer.
有一个最妙的道指示恁。
There's something that is very a wonderful mess, truth that you need to understand.
所以保罗用规章第13章跟你讲，你就要听。
And so Paul uses chapter 13 to talk about love, that you need to love.
你那是有真多恩赐，你无听，亲像咧拍锣拍鼓呢。
So if you have a lot of gifts and yet do not have love, then you are just like a clanging cymbal.
所以有的人就讲哦，无即多圣灵嘅恩赐，唔免紧，唔免紧。
Some people say, if you do not have the spiritual gifts, then it's okay. As long as we have love, then that's enough. Now, if you think through, this is also wrong. Because Paul did not stop in chapter
13.
Because after chapter 13, there's chapter 14.
所以14章就开始第一节讲什么呢？
So what is the start in chapter 14?
恁就要追求爱，啊，就要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Because you are to eagerly desire love and spiritual gifts.
有爱真好，真重要。
It's very good to have love.
但是切慕属灵的恩赐。你也袂得放下。
But you also need to eagerly desire for spiritual gifts.
其中更加特别宣宣布的是做先知讲道。
And you need to desire for for the gift of prophecy.
啊，你注意中文圣经下面有一挂碎碎的字啊。
There's some small letters in the Chinese translation.
先知讲道原文是讲预言。
Now it means there that when the prophet speaks, it is to speak prophetic words.
所以十四章所有的先知讲道原文拢是讲预言。
So all the prophetic message there is about when you refer to prophecy, then you need to speak. They refer to prophetic messages.
每一个伫主耶稣基督来的人，都要切慕恩赐。
Everyone in Christ need to eagerly desire for spiritual gifts.
其中更加就要宣布宣布的是做先知讲道，说以预言。
And the one thing that you need to eagerly desire is to speak words of prophecy.
请问信主这多年来，你有切慕过无？
Now you have been a Christian for a long time. Have you eagerly desired for this?
六六错了。
You may be terrified.
咱就要明白哦，几落项真重要的代志。
We need to understand a few things.
头一个问题。
First problem.
当今阁有使徒甲先知无
？Do we still have apostles and prophets today?
答案是，无了。
No, we don't have them now.
唔是我讲的，圣经讲的。
I did not say this, but it is what the Bible says.
耶稣今日有人讲，我是先知。
Now, if somebody says today that I am a prophet,
你捌拄到先知无
？Have you ever met prophets?
我捌拄到嘞。
I have encountered them.
伊发一张 calling card， 一写，哎呀 ，prophet 的。
He gave me a calling card and it says prophet so and so.
我就问你是先什么知嘞？
I said, what kind of prophets are you? Prophet are you?
圣经讲得真清楚啊，无先知了。
The Bible says that we don't have prophets anymore.
马太十一章十三节。
In Matthew 11,
先知甲律法讲预言到约翰为止。
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
什么叫做为止呢？
And they stopped there.
为止就是为止，无了咯。
That means it ended there.
罗加十六章十六节，再讲。
Luke 16 verse 16.
咱昨日哦，讲以弗所书第二章二十节。
Last night we talked about Ephesians 2 verse 20.
咱真做上帝厝内的人。
As we become members of God's household.
是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
And these are founded, these are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the law.
有基督家己为绊脚石。
And Jesus as our cornerstone.
请问你成为上帝厝内的人了没？
Are you now a member of God's household?
是啊，我是上帝厝内的人啊。
I'm a member of God's household.
请问使徒和先知的根基建立起来没？
Have the pillars, the foundation of the prophets and the law been built up?
当然建立了嘛。
Of course, they have been built up.
那是这两个根基还没建立好势的，绊脚石未得绊进去的。
Because if these two have not been built up, then you cannot put the cornerstone.
所以有人，那是有人讲，伊是使徒，噶是先知。
So if somebody says that I'm a prophet or an apostle,
伊的意思是讲，这个绊脚石还没绊进去的，就要等我来。
Then it means that that cornerstone has not been placed; it's waiting for me.
无安尼款的代志了。
Now this is not so.
在天顶有十二支条。
There are 12 pillars in heaven.
写十二个使徒的名。
And the name of the 12 apostles are written there.
使徒只有十二位呢。
There are only 12 apostles.
无个再加了。
And there is no addition.
先知呢？
How about prophets?
先知是做什么的？
What does the prophet do?
指着迄位要来的弥赛亚发预言。
And they would prophesy regarding the Messiah who is to come.
当西水约翰看到耶稣的时，
When John the Baptist saw Jesus,
伊讲看啦，上帝的羔羊。
Look, this is the Lamb of the Lord.
这位就是了。
And this is the Messiah.
你无需要另外一个先知跟你讲，哦，耶稣都要来。
And so you don't need another prophet to tell you that Jesus is coming soon.
伊唔是先知，伊是后知了咯。
He is not a prophet, but he is just saying on his own.
所以你都要真正清楚的知影。
So you need to fully understand.
无搁再有先知甲使徒了。
We don't have prophets and apostles anymore.
当以弗所书讲以所属的
，When Ephesians says that he gave,
有使徒先知
，We have apostles and prophets.
传福音的牧师甲教师
，Evangelists, pastors and teachers.
使徒甲先知这两个职分已经过去了。
That apostles and prophets, these two gifts have already passed away.
已经是在历史里面的代志了。
This is something that is already in the past.
但是当今，咱有使徒和先知的服侍无？
But today, do we have the ministry of the apostles and the prophets?
当然有。
Of course, we have.
当你看到传福音的需要。
When you see the need to share the gospel.
当你看到异象，咱需要去开始的事工。
And when you see visions and that you need to start a ministry.
哦，这个是使徒和先知的服侍。
And this is the ministry of the prophets and the apostles.
但是不是使徒和先知的职分啊。
But this is not the position of the apostles and the prophets.
以弗所书第三章跟咱讲使徒的服侍。
Now, chapter 3 of Ephesians tells us about the apostolic ministry.
哦，你也通倒去读来了解。
And you can go back home and read.
然后先知的服侍呢
？And the ministry of the prophets.
哥林多前书十四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
讲咱就要切。更加就要宣布做先知讲道，咱就要讲预言。
First Corinthians says that we should eagerly desire to speak prophetic messages.
请问什么是讲预言呢？
Now, what do we mean when we speak prophetic messages?
每一摆有安尼款的问题哦。
We always have this kind of problem.
你用自己的想法去找一个答案。
You can go and look for your own answer.
明仔载会落大雨。
The tomorrow it's going to rain.
这个不是讲预言。
Now this is not prophecy.
这个是气候报告。 weather forecast.
But this is weather forecast.
你就要细里，你那是乱过过路，你会被车弄死。
You need to be careful because when you cross the street, the car may hit you.
这个应该是智慧、知识的语言语。
This may be words of knowledge.
大家人嘛知影。
Everyone knows.
到底讲预言是什么意思呢
？So what do we mean by speaking of speaking prophetic messages?
你只要看落来第三节就给你答案了。
No, chapter verse 3 tells us the answer.
第三节啊，讲做先知讲道的啊，原文是讲预言的，是对人讲，要造就。安慰劝勉人
But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
咱今仔日教会需要这个恩赐哦。
Do we need this kind of gifts today? Gift today.
咱需要。
We need this gift.
咱每一个人应该宣布得到这个恩赐。
We should eagerly desire for this gift.
所以咱会通随时吼。做造就安慰劝勉人的工作
so that we can do the work of strengthening encouragement and comfort
这个就是圣经所讲的讲预言
and this is what the Bible says you need to speak prophetic messages
你明白不
do you understand
就是这么简单
it's that simple
那是有人说上帝对我说
And if someone says, God spoke to me.
哦，这个真严重嘞。
And now this is something serious.
上帝对伊讲，伊就要赶紧写落来。
If God told him something, then he need to write it down.
写落来了，伊要放伫倒落嘞。
After he write it down, where would he put it?
放伫启示录后面。
Put it behind the book of Revelation.
你敢无
？Do you dare to do that?
启示录讲袂得假了。
But Revelation says that you cannot add anything.
上帝已经透过圣经所记载的话语对咱讲话了。
God has spoken to us through His Word in the Bible.
所以今仔日咱要怎样造就、劝勉、安慰呢
？So how can we strengthen others? How can we encourage and comfort people?
你唔通用人的话。
Do not use the words of men.
当人哦。失去一亲爱的人。
When somebody lost a loved one,
你讲节哀顺变啦，卖激心啦。
Do not be sad.
失去亲爱的人，你叫我卖激心啊
？How can you tell someone not to be sad and sorrowful for someone who have lost a loved one?
我当然激心的嘛。
Now this is something very natural and painful.
你那是不要安慰人哦，拜托，唔通安慰。
Now if you do not know how to comfort people, then it is better not to say anything.
我看见有一个哦，伊不晓安慰，佮要讲话。
I saw someone who do not know how to comfort, but he loves to speak.
有人失去一个囝。
Someone lost a child.
伊讲，哎呀，你佮少年佮生个一个。
Don't worry, you're still young. You can still conceive.
你生个十个本无办法代替过去的这个
呢。You know,No matter if you have 10 more children, that 10 will never replace the one that you lost.
但是耶稣你用帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章来安慰。
But if you use 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 to comfort that person.
哦，当主荣耀过来的时。
Now when God comes back in His glory.
啊，咱拢要伫主耶稣基督来相遇啦。
Now we will meet together in Christ.
咱就要用圣经的话彼此的劝勉。
So we need to encourage one another with the words of God.
我那是用世上的学问啊，我无办法造就你的。
Now if I use the wisdom of this world, the knowledge of this world, I can never edify that person.
你大学一毕业以后咧，你的册啊，收几年咧
？After you graduated from high school, how long did you keep those books?
我劝你哦，一毕业了啊，册拢当垫杀去啦。
I advise you, after you graduate from college, throw away all your books.
你即阵无垫，五年后啊，你也定都垫诶。
If you do not use them within 5 years, you will never use them again.
因为你读诶物件会过时诶。
Because what you have read before, they will become obsolete. You need to continue to look for new things. I studied management. And I don't have the interest to teach you how to do management. But I would love to teach you about management within the Bible, how that is the within biblical principles. Because those things that I've studied before, they were based on man's knowledge. This, they can become obsolete and they can change.
那是我用圣经的话语，我会通真正的造就你啊。
But if I use the words of the Bible, I can really nurture you.
然后圣门是讲预言的咧。
Now, who is the one who speaks this prophetic words?
这个是人对人讲的。
Now, this is something that man speaks to man.
所以你免将上帝搬出来。
So you cannot bring God out.
免得你犯了十戒的第三戒。
And you use God's word in vain, and you sin against the third commandment.
只要你照圣经的话语。
Just as long as you use the words in the Bible.
我是人。
I am a person.
我对人讲。
And I speak to another man.
造就、劝勉、安慰。
Strengthen, edify, comfort.
咱教会需要这个文书。
We need this gift.We strive for this. Let's eagerly desire for this. That people will be edified. Now, as you understand what we mean by prophetic messages, then you can see that this can build up or nurture.Other spiritual gifts in the church.
Then,
speaking in tongues. This is another big issue. The Bible says that speaking in tongues is not speaking to man, but it is speaking to God.
无人会通听出来。
And something that man will not understand.
但是伊心灵里面却是刚涉各样的奥秘。
But the person who is speaking will understand the mysteries.
所以真侪人都未了解。
So a lot of people do not understand.
唔知讲什么，你讲做咩咧？
They do not know what the person is talking about.
所以对讲方言这个文书咧。教会又分作两大类啦。
So regarding the issue of speaking in tongues, there are two divisions within the church.
Church. 就要明白哦，到底为什么讲方言
？We need to understand why do we have to speak in tongues.
为什么圣灵要赐落讲方言的恩赐咧
？Why does the Spirit, Holy Spirit, wants to give this gift of speaking in tongues?
我问你几个问题哦。
I want to ask you a few questions.
请问你会晓俄罗上帝无
？Do you know how to praise God?
Do you? 会晓。你怎样俄罗上帝咧
？How do you praise God?
你讲上帝啊，你真大。
You may say, God, you are great.
偌大咧
？How great?
安尼大。
This big?
无，安尼大。
Or this?
搁较大。
Or bigger?
当你是用大这个字的时咧
，When you use the word big，
你就用这个大限制这位无限的上帝了。
Then you are using this big, to limit this unlimited God。
咱是有限的。
We are very limited。
咱时间有限。
Our time is also limited。
咱的言语啊，用的字啊 ，vocab 也是有限的。
Our words, our knowledge is limited.
咱要怎样来俄罗这位无限的上帝咧
？So with our limitations, how can we praise an infinite God?
咱真聪明咧。
we are very wise.
咱要形容一件事哦，无办法形容的事咧。
When we are not able to describe something,
咱讲哦，笔墨无办法形容。
We say words, the pen and the words cannot fully express.
哦，咱中文有安尼款的话啊，讲笔墨不能形容。
In Chinese, we have this phrase.
英文咧讲 beyond description.
这句话解决了。Cannot be described.
所以当你要俄罗这位无限的上帝。
Now, as you want to praise and honor this infinite God,
伊的疼痛大慈爱无办法限制。
His love cannot be limited.
伊的能力是无限的。
And he has his power is unlimited.
你那是要真正的俄罗这位无限的上帝。
If you really want to praise this finite, infinite God,
你就要用圣灵给你的恩赐。
You need to use the gift that is given by the Holy Spirit.
用方言来俄罗。
And praise God using tongues.
当然，你那是无这个恩赐，你永远会得俄罗。
Of course, if you do not have the ability to speak in tongues, you can still praise God. Acts chapter 2, verse 11. Records when the Holy Spirit filled the people. And they spoke in tongues. Now, in this tongues, in their languages, some people can understand. Because they were speaking tongues, languages from other places. Now, why do the Bible record this event? How come the coming of the Holy Spirit was to fulfill this?
To help us understand the content.
To help us understand the content of the tongues.
So, 当你看第使徒行传第二章十一节。
So in Acts 2 verse 11.
当因讲方言。
As he spoke, as they spoke in tongues.
因讲上帝的大作为啊。
They talk about the great works of God.
所以将方言的内容点出来。
And so they were able to pinpoint at the content of the length of the time of what the things that they spoke of.
Then in Acts 10:46,
and in Acts 10:46,
当彼得啊就要开嘴开始讲道的时，
when Peter was about to preach,
本来要听伊讲道的人被圣灵充满，就讲方言。
Those people who were about to listen to his message spoke out in tongues.
圣经记一句话讲，因俄罗上帝。
And the Bible says that they praised God.
佮予咱看见方言的内容。
And allowing us to see the content of what they spoke.
然后，伫哥林多前书十四章十六节。
First Corinthians 14 verse 16.
保罗讲了一个反面的代志。
Paul talks about another thing, an opposite thing.
那是大人拢讲方言。
If everybody spoke in tongues,
未晓方言的人入来
，and someone who do not know, who do cannot understand,
tongues,
what are they to do?
要怎样跟恁同心感谢的
？How can then they praise God with you in unity?
请问你会晓感谢人未
？Do you know how to thank people?
我相信你会晓啊。
I believe you do.
但是感謝人真艱苦咧。
But it is sometimes difficult to thank people.
你要怎感謝咧
？How do you thank people？
你寫一張卡片，佮講感謝。
You can write a thank you card.
但是收到的人哦，收到這張，伊就要收偌久咧
？But when the person who received this thank you card, how long could he keep it？
啊，感謝上帝，我時常收到。Thank you, God.
I often receive thank you cards.
但是你收三年五年，最尾也得要钉死嘞。
You may keep it for 3-5 years, but in the end, you still have to throw it away.
感谢人是一种学问啊。
It is a wise thing to know how to thank people.
我感謝上帝，我領受兄弟姊妹真多的恩惠啊。
I praise God that I have received a lot of blessings from our brothers and sisters.
我實在是無辦法哦，要怎樣來甲因致謝。
And I really do not know how to thank them.
你買禮物給伊啊。
You buy a gift for them?
想來想去，我想到的物件，伊攏有了。
And if I think through the things that I can give them, they all have it.
啊，你包一個紅包講感謝。
Or you give them love gift.
伊包括較大行李都等。
And he will give you a bigger amount to reciprocate.
我只有求我的上帝大大報答伊啊。
And all I can do is petition our God to bless that person.
但是當你要向上帝講感謝的時候，你怎樣做呢？
But when you want to thank the Lord, how do you say it?
你所有想得出的辦法，攏無辦法真正的感謝大大施恩的上帝啊。
All the things that you can think of cannot fully express your thanks for a great God.
所以聖靈賜咱方言的恩賜。
So the Spirit gave us the gift to be able to speak in tongues.
來感謝上帝。
That we can thank the Lord.
來俄羅上帝。
That we can praise God.
你要怎樣知道方言是真的還是假的呢？
How would you know if that people who spoke in tongues are real or not?
你有參加過靈恩派的聚會嗎？
Have you ever attended these meetings held by Pentecostal churches?
Or charismatic churches? 我時常在靈恩派的教會講道的。
You know, I've spoke a lot in charismatic churches.
有一次的這種的聚會。
During one of these meetings,
就有人起來講方言。
Somebody stood up and spoke in tongues.
講了真多。
And he spoke a lot of things.
然後有一個人起來翻譯。
And somebody stood up to interpret.
講，上帝講，我的兒女，恁就要聽。
And he said, God said, my children, you need to listen.
當我開始講道的時候，我就問這位弟兄。
And as I was about to preach, I asked this person.
你頭先是翻譯這位弟兄的方言是不？
You interpreted what this brother said.
伊講是我有翻方言的恩賜。
He said, yes, I have the gift of being able to interpret tongues.
我講對唔住。
I'm sorry, you are wrong.
当中静噶吼，一个针夹拉本听会到。
It was very quiet that you can hear if a needle fall down.
将来无人敢大胆讲你唔对。
Because nobody would dare to tell him that he is wrong.
但是我不得不讲啊。
But I had to say it.
因为伊明明唔对啊。
Because he was really wrong.
唔对，伫倒落咧。
What? Where? What? Why was it wrong?
一直开始的是讲，上帝讲，我的子民，恁就要听。
Because in the beginning he said, God said, listen, my people.
亲像这个是对上帝来的嘞。
And it seems like it came from God.
方言不是对上帝来的。
Tongues are not from God.
是人对上帝讲的。
But these are words spoken to God.
你看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
14 verse 2. 迄个讲方言的官，唔是对人讲，乃是对上帝讲。
For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man but to God.
所以当那是翻译出来是上帝讲，上帝对人讲的，唔对了，方向唔对了。
So if somebody says that this interpret that the message in a way that says that this is from God, then it is wrong.
真简单嘛。
It's very simple.
这则经文不是杂米，我放入去你的圣经的嘞。
This verse is not something that I put into your Bible last night.
所以，讲语言哦，是人对人讲的。
So speaking in prophetic message is speaking man to man.
是。平行的方向。
So it is a parallel kind of direction.
不是我较乖，对你下面讲。
It's not that I am on a higher position speaking down to you.
是人对人讲 造就劝勉安慰的话。
But it is words that men speak to one another, words that will strengthen, encourage, and comfort.
讲方言的是人对上帝讲是对的方向。
But speaking in tongues is man speaking to God, so it is a vertical line.
是 one way 单行的。
And it is also one way.
不是边界来上帝对你讲。
And it is not the other way around, where God speaking down.
所以你对上帝讲什么呢？
So what words do you speak to God?
阿罗感谢的话。
Praise and thanksgiving.
是你无办法明白的。
There and these are something that you cannot fully understand.
你只用理性的话，你就限制这位无限的上帝了。
Because if you speak words that you can understand, then you are limiting God.
然后十四章跟咱讲，真多特别按着特殊来。
And then, chapter 14 also tells us that everything has to be done accordingly.
所以特殊真正重要。
So it is very important that everything should be done accordingly.
但是那不能通用特殊来限制圣灵的作为。
But we should also not allow structures to limit the Holy Spirit.
所以第39节明文的讲，唔通禁止方言。
And in verse 39 it says that we should not forbid the speaking in tongues.
凡事拢都要按照特殊而来。
And so everything should be done in an orderly way.
然后紧紧的第三个问题。
And the third question.
今日有牧师啊无
？Do we have pastors today?
咱已经讲了无先，已经无搁再有先师徒甲先知啦。
We said that we do not have pastors, apostles and prophets anymore.
但是即阵有牧师无
？But do we have pastors today?
有啊无
？Do we have?
我徛伫这道，你敢讲无
？I'm standing here, and you dare to say we don't have.
但是你知影，亲像主会所讲无牧师的。
But like the 主会所 they would say that they do not have pastor.
Yeah. 所以，耶稣哦，你认为牧师啊，是你甲上帝之间的迄一位，对唔住，无安尼款的牧师。
Now, if you consider that the pastor is someone who stands between you and God, then that is not so.
时常有兄弟姊妹来找我。
A lot of brothers and sisters come to see me.
牧师啊，请你替我祈祷。
And they would say, Pastor, please pray for me.
我当然真乐意祈祷。
Of course, I'm very willing to pray for them.
但是我绝对不会回答，讲我替你祈祷。
But of course, I will never say that I will pray on your behalf.
我会对你讲啊，咱三甲来祈祷。
I will say, let's pray together.
我未得将我放伫你甲上帝之间。
I cannot put myself between you and God.
我只会通甲你徛做阵。
I can only stand with you.
甲你奉主的名同心来祈祷。
And pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为伫上帝甲人之间只有一位中保。
Because there's only one mediator between God and man.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你那是认为牧师是我甲上帝之间的迄一位，对唔住你唔对啦。
Now, if you consider the pastor as someone who is between you and God, then that is a wrong concept.
我也绝对袂得鼓励你哦，将我放较悬一淡薄。
And I will not encourage you to put me up on a higher pedestal.
无，我甲你相像徛做一阵。咱拢是相像蒙恩的。
But I would encourage that we stand side by side because we are all, we both have been saved by the grace of God.
但是咱中间当然需要有牧羊群羊的牧师长老。
But of course, among us, we need pastors or elders to shepherd.
咱圣公会有长老无
？Do we have elders in the episcopal?
咱无称长老。
We don't call them elders in our structure.
伫圣公会里面，牧师就是长老。
In the Episcopalian structure, the pastor is already the elder.
其实你那是看圣公会按立的礼文呐。
If you look at the
ordination
liturgy of the Episcopalian,
那是按立长老。
We are actually
presbyter.就是长老，咱啊通称牧师。
Okay, so the head vestor is also the pastor.
所以牧师也好，长老也好，是特别牧养群羊的。
So whether the pastor or elders, they're all okay, but the important thing is they are to minister to the flock.
咱当然需要安尼的牧师。
Then we do need such a pastor.
是做正人的牧人的牧师。
He's the shepherd of the flock.
你牧者咧，特别引带带领。
So the pastor should lead.
引带恁去到有通食、有通啉、有通安歇的所在。
And to lead the sheep to places where there will be food and water to drink and a place to rest.
啊，这个是咱所需要的牧师。
And this is the kind of pastor that we need.
所以咱需要看到圣父、圣子、圣灵所赏赐的恩赐运行在咱中间。
So we can see the spiritual gifts given by the Heavenly Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
然后咱众人就会通长大。
Then we can all grow together.
然后你会晓对家己负责。
And you will be responsible for yourself.
你会晓怎样？用好的言语来劝勉，来对待别人。
And you know how to use the right words to encourage and edify people.
然后对上帝咧，咱就要垂敬心和来阿罗伊。
And towards God, then we need to sing praises and thanksgiving from our hearts.
咱也就要追求得到圣灵的充满。
We should also strive to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后，咱特别会晓怎样来对家己人，家己人。嗯。
And we should also know how to treat our own people.
什么是你的家己人呢
？And who is your own people?
你的牵手啊。
And this may be your wife.
啊，然后呢，你的父母，噶是你的家里。
Your parents or your children?
然后你的头家才是你的工人
Your master or your helper
这大段的经文呢
This passage
咱留在明仔明仔来讲
We will talk about this tomorrow
咱当心来祈祷
Let's pray
主啊我感谢你
Lord we thank you
因为你有洗未尽的恩赐
Because you have a lot of graces.
你唔知拯救阮、赦免阮。
Not only have you saved us and forgiven us.
你也赐了各样的恩赐。
But you have also given us various gifts.
叫阮会通彼此服侍。
That we can serve one another.
互阮会通长大成人。
That we can grow and be mature.
主啊，够真侪，阮着要学习的功课。
There's still a lot of things that we need to learn.
但愿你赐落天顶来的智慧。
Grant us heavenly wisdom.
你圣灵也继续的带领。
And may the Holy Spirit continue to guide us.
互阮会通伫主耶稣基督来。
That in Christ Jesus.
丰丰富富的来享受丰盛的生命。
That we can enjoy the abundant life greatly.
阮将荣耀归乎阮伫天顶的父。
And we want to give all the glory to our heavenly Father.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.